Hello, 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 and welcome to another episode of The Little Things with Lindsay Ann. So, I hung out with a guy friend that I've known for a couple of years and have built a pretty strong connection with. To my guy friend, who I know listens to my podcast every once in a while, hi, I swear I adore you and thank you for being everything that you are. Hanging out with him brought up a lot of feelings. Okay, so a little backstory. I've known him for about 4 years, and he's someone I personally feel has seen a lot of my silly and softer sides and deep thoughts into life. He's seen me grow as a person and navigate life when I was struggling, and he's been someone who I know gets me and, for the most part, accepts who I am, to my knowledge. Granted, I've always been a bit hesitant to hang out with him, but I didn't really understand why until I finally hung out with him after like 3 years of not seeing him. He sees me. And I don't think I really understood the depth of that until I saw him and I felt myself tighten up when he asked me about how my life was. He literally just asked me how my life was doing, and it sent me for a complete loop. Like, I think about that GIF with SpongeBob where his brain is going into overload and there's fire everywhere and files are getting thrown out. He doesn't even remember his name. That is how I felt, you know, during our hangout. And it was the way in which he asked me where I felt that he really wanted to know how I was doing. And the thing with people who see you and understand you is that it's so much harder to hide yourself. Dirt to dirt, like, thanks for that, Captain Obvious. And when you do, it feels like, at least for me, a betrayal of self. Our time together was short, but I'm pretty sure had we spent more time together, I probably would have cried at some point because I've been feeling a little bit out of sorts lately. Even thinking about these thoughts right now, I'm feeling a lot of emotions as I say this out loud. I don't know why, but I think about his eyes. There's something about the way that he looks at me, at life. He's got this starry-eyed, dreamy look that matches my own. He's soft and real and obliviously himself. He just exists like that. That's just inherently him, just so, I don't know, so unfiltered, so unadulterated. It's just like he just is. I feel like if I were to like think about like children and how they're present in the morning, I mean in the moment, he's literally that, or at least, you know, that's how I perceive him. And for me, it felt like he's the safe place. Like, I'm here when you're ready to share, and when you do, I'll accept you for who you are with no judgment. And saying all this makes me feel weird, and like, I know I've analyzed this to a pulp, but it's what I felt, and feelings I've come to realize don't really follow logic, even though I'm trying my best to logicalize this and all of these feelings, but they just are, you know. And while he didn't question me that much, I felt quite vulnerable, and it scares me. He's one of the few guys in my life that I let see parts of me that are soft and pure, quirky and sensitive. A lot of unjaded, caring, feeling parts. On one hand, my jaded side thinks, ooh, Lindsay, if I were to let him in, I'm scared he'll find something wrong with me and not want to be in my life. He's going to leave. He's going to think all, like, just all of the many possibilities that most likely won't happen. But I've thought of a lot of like, okay, like, it just let me not trust this. Let me not trust this. Let me trust him. On the other hand, part of me is like, what if I do let down my walls and then he accepts me, and then it challenges this belief that I've strongly learned to believe, that I can't trust people and specifically guys to not hurt me. If that belief is challenged, then it affects other things, other beliefs. Then maybe I can allow myself to be who I am and accepted for who I am. That I can take up space. That I can let someone give me care and attention and that I can let myself receive and accept these things. It would challenge the part of my brain that's wired to that wants to categorize people under labels, to simplify my understanding process of my environment and the people around me. But as I keep seeing, people are quite complex. And to make generalizations and assumptions based off of previous experiences, so much beauty of the individuality and, in a sense, the humanity, it gets lost in that process. Obviously, not making assumptions is hard. I hear two voices each time I decide to let people into my life. One is like, Lindsay, you've trusted before and you've gotten hurt. Let's not do that again. Let's not let ourselves be vulnerable and soft, because it will make us weak. Because when you let people in, it gives them a chance to potentially hurt you. And I don't want to hurt anymore. On the other hand, there's this teeny tiny voice that's like, Linz, I know you've been hurt before, but that doesn't mean that everyone will do that to you. And if you let this fear of getting hurt take over, you also lose the opportunity to grow a relationship in which you can be cared for and loved by people who want to do that. Then my brain goes on to like the feminine energy, and the way that I understand the feminine energy and in relation to this context, it focuses on receiving. And I haven't known how to completely accept care from males because I've learned to mistrust it. I take love, which is still for me masculine, because a taking connotates with some control and power and strength and that masculine energy, whereas receiving and accepting is feminine, in that I let things flow into my life and it's soft and patient and gentle. You don't force things to happen or push to make them happen. It just does when it's meant to be, when it's meant to happen. We're just getting boba out here, and I'm here having all these realizations, and it was intense. I felt this intense struggle, because after all the work that I've done on myself in therapy and journaling and all of these like self-reflections, I'm at a crossroads where I'm ready to challenge these old beliefs, but it's with great difficulty and lots of doubts. The relationships building with males is so fucking hard, bro. I think if I've learned anything else from this, though, it would be that the awareness part is great, because you don't know how to navigate through something if you aren't aware that there's something to navigate through. But doing the work to keep challenging these old beliefs is what makes that change. But overall, the end of this, man, you know, I think we're going to keep trying. And I think the last couple of podcasts have really been me exploring this area of building relationships with males. And, you know, I think it's worth it. At the end of the day, I think that being able to have a relationship with people in general, and for me specifically with males in general, it adds to my life. And while it does scare the living bejesus out of me, I want to try and see how that goes. And this is the end of this episode. And thank you for listening. Bye-bye.